儿，快笑了。
Because Diane always did such a great job with this. Remember, cell phones are to be turned off and remain off at all times during the meeting. Don't you wish that we could do that more often and just in general sometimes, that's for sure. I want to call to order the Board of School Trustees meeting, Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. This is the kind of meeting that we all like from a spectator standpoint, because we have a consent agenda tonight. And I'm going to read quickly what items are on the consent agenda. First, the agenda for the August 11th, 2010 Board of Schools Trustees meeting, and then also the minutes, the organizational meeting of July 7th, 2010, the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees of July 7th, 2010, all minutes from that as well. Tuition rates for 2010-2011 school year, permission to study reconfiguration of junior-senior high school locker bay, transportation agreement, city bus, 2010-2011 school year, overnight field trip, boys and girls cross country, Dune State Park, the personnel report, and claims. So all eight of those items are on our consent agenda. This have been given to the board well in advance of this meeting. Do I have a motion to accept this?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter. Second by Mrs. Springer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. There you go. Motion passes, and our consent agenda is passed. Future meetings, Wednesday, August 18th, 6:30 p.m., a special board meeting at the Floyd Administration Center, and then, of course, September 1st, our regular board meeting at the Floyd Administration Center. Dr. Killian?
I missed the roll of the chair. All right, now we get to the fun stuff, where we can hand out presents. It's like Christmas. Before we start, we do have some special guests in the audience, and I do want to let you know who is here. First, a gentleman that worked with our school district during an interim basis and really helped the West Lafayette Community School District move forward, and I'd like to introduce Iron and Joan Floyd. Iron? So we're thankful for them attending. Also, a former staff member and a colleague of mine, he probably doesn't know I'm going to introduce him, but I want to anyway, because it would be fun to hear him yell at me later on. But Bill Trujillo and his lovely wife, Mary, are here. For those of you that don't know Bill started his education in this building teaching math in the West Lafayette School District, and Bill and I are very good friends. So I'm very happy that they were able to join us from Michigan. We have some wonderful things to present, and I'm going to go back to my table real quick and get something I forgot. So take a minute. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
I took the wrong sheet of paper. The purpose of this evening, we want to recognize our retirees, those that have put a great deal of time into our school district and that have really, over the course of time, have made a difference in the lives of our students and our staff and our community. And as we call these individuals up, I'm going to just let each retiree know it's up to you. If you would like to say something, you can. If you don't want to, don't feel like that you need to. But we have a wonderful gift, a token of appreciation on behalf of all the years that you've put into the West Lafayette Community School District. And here's what we are giving out tonight to our retirees. It's a nice educational bell that says West Lafayette Community School Corporation, and it will have the years that the individual taught in the West Lafayette schools. And those of you that want the bed service in the morning, you can ring it. And Iron, I haven't forgotten, but you know, we are going to, I'm going to get you one that works, because when we gave Iron his bell, his didn't work, so we still owe you one. I don't know if he's here tonight or not, but Don Fairchild, 1974 to 2010, 36 years, 1974 graduate. He joined the junior senior high school as an industrial arts teacher and eighth grade football and wrestling coach. And during his 36 years at West Lafayette, he also taught driver's education for 13 years. Is Mr. Fairchild here? Well, let's give him a round of applause. This one came quite as a surprise over the summer. Juanita Lynn, 1983 to 2010, 26 years West Lafayette, 39 total years of teaching. And by the way, if we get some of the years wrong, just, you know, let us know and we'll correct that. Sometimes those computers, they work, sometimes they don't. Juanita earned a Bachelor of Science in Art Education from Purdue University and began her teaching in North Lake, Illinois. She joined Morton Elementary School in 1983. she's been teaching quite a while. She joined Morton in 1983, and she taught at Burtsville Elementary as well as Happy Hollow, and of course was at Cumberland. As a former West Lafayette art teacher, wrote to Mrs. Lynn, Juanita Lynn is an excellent elementary art teacher who follows an excellent curriculum. She is and will continue turning out young people that will have knowledge and respect for visual arts. So everyone, let's welcome Juanita and thank her for her years. Doesn't she look great for teaching 118 years? From 1975 to 2010, 35 years with West Lafayette, 37 total years of teaching, Kathy McKinnis received her Bachelor of Science and Master's of Science degrees from Purdue University. She began her teaching career at Clinton Prairie and Benton County Schools before joining West Lafayette Schools. Since 1975, she's been a grade six teacher, a grade six teacher at Morton Elementary. She taught 25 years at Cumberland, second and third grade, and 9 years as a grade one teacher at Kingston Elementary. Kathy stated, "Teaching has been my life's work. Our students, parents, teachers, administrators, and school boards are the finest. Teaching here has been a privilege." Miss Kathy McKinnis. We'll make sure that we give them their bells. We'll make a personal run to their homes. 32 years at West Lafayette and a total of 42 years of teaching. Paul McCowan graduated from Millen College with a Bachelor of Science degree. He began his teaching career in Westminster, California, where he taught 10 years. As fourth and fifth grade teacher, he later earned a Master of Science degree from Purdue University, and he joined West Lafayette Schools as a sixth grade teacher at Cumberland, but taught fourth, fifth, and sixth at Burstfield and Kingston, as well as before teaching his last 12 years at Happy Hollow in grade four. Paul also taught summer school for several years, and he has participated in a fifth grade camp. Mr. McCowan says, the best part of teaching is the students. They have wonderful stories that they write and tell me, and I enjoy knowing that I taught them something. Everyone, let's congratulate Paul McCowan.
Good evening, and thank you. I have been very fortunate to have taught 42 years, all but 10 right here in West Lafayette. It has been very rewarding. You do not do something for 42 years if it is not fun. I have enjoyed the glow in my students' faces when they finally grasp a new concept. I have been warmed by parents' comments, such as, because of you, my child now loves reading and social studies. I have been blessed with many students who want to learn, and most West Lafayette parents encourage their education. It warms my heart when I learn about rewarding careers that my former students now have. Some of the best caring teachers in the world are right here in West Lafayette, and these friends have motivated me to work even harder. The administrators have allowed me the freedom to pursue and teach lessons beyond the basic curriculum. So thank you for allowing me to teach here in West Lafayette these past 32 years.
By the way, any of those of you that are retiring and get the itch to come back, just give us a call and we'll make sure we get you on the sub list. She's been with West Lafayette for 25 years, 31 years total teaching. Linda Moriarty received her Bachelor of Science degree from Miami University and began her teaching career as a first grade teacher at Beechwood Elementary, which is in Ohio. Linda joined the West Lafayette family at Kingston Elementary in 1983 as a grade one teacher. Linda taught grade one at Happy Hollow for 10 years before becoming the media specialist at Happy Hollow. Mrs. Moriarty taught the last 12 years at Cumberland Elementary as the media specialist. Linda Moriarty was nominated by the Chamber of Commerce for the Golden Apple Award in 1992 and awarded the Golden Apple in 1997. Everyone, let's give a round of applause to Linda Moriarty. From 1994 to 2010, 16 years at West Lafayette, 20 years total teaching, Maureen Rodruck began her English and journalism teaching career at Tri-County Schools after receiving a Bachelor of Science degree from Miami University. Maureen also earned a Master of Science degree at Purdue, where she taught before joining the West Lafayette schools in 1994. For 11 years, Mrs. Rodruck also sponsored the high school yearbook and the Scarlet newspapers for the students. Everyone, let's give a round of applause for Maureen Rodruck.
Thank you.
when I first came here, Senior Dave Wood came, he said, when people come to West Side, they think they've died and gone to heaven. And I think he's right. This has been a great place to have been. And it's kind of full circle. I believe when I first started, I got Roger Tallman's brother in class. And this morning, I got up at 6 o'clock to drive down and watch my twin granddaughters get on the bus for their first day of kindergarten. So it's been fun.
From 1968 to 2010, 42 years at West Lafayette, 43 years total teaching, Roger Tallman has taught physical education to students for West Lafayette for 42 years, K through 12. Mr. Tallman began his teaching career at South Henry School in New Castle, Indiana, before joining us in 1968. Roger coached girls and boys basketball, football, track, and driver's education, as well as during his years at the junior-senior high school, Cumberland and Happy Hollow. Roger says, "There's not a better school corporation in the whole country. I was truly blessed to have spent most of my educational career at the West Lafayette Community School Corporation." Let's give a round of applause to Roger.
Well, I'll try not to take too much of your time here. I've been here a long time, that's for sure. It was probably time to go. I will miss the smiley faces from the kids, and that's about it. You know, all the hugs from the kids, but they're the ones that were really, really important to us in education. A lot of people in this room, I've been here a long time, like Mr. Dennis was one of my students. Mr. Truitt was one of my students. Mr. Marley's wife was one of my students. Mr. Karpik was one of my students. I coached basketball against Mr. Alting when he was in junior high. Probably booed him when he took the floor when he played for Jeff. It has been a pleasant journey, and as I told Rocky before, if you're going to be in education, you're very blessed to be here and spend most of your career in West Lafayette. And I'd like to thank dear friend Mr. Trujillo for being here and his wife. He spent many years with me here in this school when he taught math and then moved on to other places. And school board, congratulations on the job you do, and congratulations on your fearless leader. You got a good one. Keep him. Thank you.
We have some other special gifts for our retiree teachers, and we do have some other retirees that we want to also recognize before we get through the night. But I think it would be good at this time if I could have our legislators that are here. Let's do the retiree teachers, seven that we just mentioned, and we can take care of that, and then we'll have a couple other presentations for a couple other people. So if we could do that. And I'm appreciative so much, Senator Alting, Representative Klinker, Representative Truitt. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons that we did not have to go through a deep cut this year of staff is because of House Bill 1367. And the legislators that you have here, and with the forethought of Senator Alting, we had the opportunity, if we did it right, to transfer funds, a one-time opportunity, up to 10% of our base CPF. That was $171,000, and that saved three positions because our staff, our administration came together, and because of the legislative efforts of Senator Alting, Representative Klinker, and Truitt, and I just want to give them a round of applause for their help.
Good evening, everyone. We're delighted to be here, and I want to apologize. Senator Alteen and I were across the river because Lafayette Sunnyside Middle School opened there and had a ribbon cutting and opened their new doors at 6:15. So we did get out of the crowd, didn't we, Ron? And we're delighted to be here and give the teachers the recognition that they deserve. It is a wonderful profession, one that many of you know I was in for 35 years, and still work with teachers, and I'm very proud of that. Go into the schools, and am delighted to be working in the College of Education at Purdue. And I'd like for Roger, since he was up here, Tallman, because I have something to tell you, Roger. Mr. Tallman, would you come back up here? Now, the reason why I wanted you to come up here is that I have three grandchildren that you may know, and they have won the Tallman Mile. No, I'm telling you, it's a big deal. Right? Now, that's amazing. He said, Nolan? Yes. Nolan Jacobs? Maddie Jacobs?
Let me tell you about Nolan.
Whoops.
Let me tell you about Nolan. I'm just a big kid, okay? I swore that's all I was ever going to be, a big kid, and that's all I am. Nolan, it was first grade. Last year in kindergarten, we raced across the gym, back and forth, and I could win, okay? I always said, when a first grader could beat me, I had to get out. This year, in February, I could still beat Nolan across the gym and back. Truth be known, I probably cheated slightly. I said go. So when go went, I had a leaning start. Now, the last week of school, I wanted to race him in the worst way. But just a couple of weeks before that, I had cut up a finger playing football with the third graders and cracked a rib and things like that. So I decided I better not race Nolan because I was afraid I'd pull a hamstring. So Nolan's a great little guy.
Thank you very much, Roger. Thank you. So's his sister. Thank you. Thank you.
I think one of the most enjoyable, there's a couple things that being an elected official, whether it's at the local level, state level, or I would assume federal level, one of the neat things is opportunities like this. I remember when teachers bring their children down to the state house, Representative Klinker and myself make it a not just a habit, but we kind of make it a requirement, if at all possible, to drive down, even if it's for 15 minutes. I can tell you that getting all these certificates is also a very enjoyable opportunity for us, the proclamations, the certificates, and other items. But these created an opportunity of good bipartisanship. Mayor Dennis, earlier today, we were standing out in the heat for the ribbon cutting of the new trail and the track, and he talked about collaboration between different government units, and he talked about how this area is an envy throughout the state on our collaboration. Well, I can tell you that we're also an envy to other state legislators because of our collaboration and cooperation. Because when it comes to education in particular, it's not Republican and Democrat. It's about the kids, and it's one party. And so I can tell you, Representative Klinker, myself, along with Senator Alteen, we work very well together. We were running around, actually, Representative Klinker last evening. I was out walking the streets, and she came out and met me on the street corner, which looked kind of weird, you know, if you saw the two of us on the street corner signing some of these certificates on the hood of the car, because she made a special trip down to Indianapolis to get a couple adjustments made. So I'd like to say this is a great honor to be here to recognize the retirees, and of course, Mr. Tallman, 42 years. I'm just going to read this first one. All of the certificates that we'll be presenting tonight read very similar. But this is from the state of Indiana, the Indiana General Assembly. Be it hereby known and proclaimed that Roger L. Tallman is recognized for his 42 years of teaching service upon retiring from the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, August the 11th, 2010. Thus, as a member of the 116th Indiana General Assembly, I am pleased to congratulate you on 42 years of service to the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, and wish you nothing but continued success and all of your future endeavors. Sincerely, Representative Sheila J. Klinker and State Representative Randolph P. Truitt.
Like to do this in order, and so we thought maybe we'd go by years.
Let's do it.
Randy, and that's Donald Fairchild, and I understand Mr. Fairchild was not able to make it tonight, is that correct?
Who was my driver's ed teacher, so he's probably...
He's driving. Maureen? Just a second. Catherine? Is Catherine here?
Oh,
Maureen is. Maureen? Linda, Juanita, if you would come up. Maureen, congratulations to you. We thank you for your service of 16 years. We're very, very proud of you, and we appreciate everything you've done. And get the rep, Juanita. Thank you, Juanita, for your service. We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Well, I'm happy to do it. Thank you. And Linda? Long-time friend of mine. Thank you for your service. And Paul?
Yep.
McCowan, 32 years. Paul, bless you for my grandkids, too. God bless you.
Congratulations, Mr. McCowan.
Thank you, sir.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I've never been any place where... education is so celebrated like we do in West Lafayette, and it's a wonderful thing. Now we have another special retirement. She's been with Happy Hollow in the West Lafayette School District for years, 2006 to 2010. Dr. Sally Donna Miller, after receiving her Bachelor of Science degree from Purdue University in Audiology Speech Science, Sally began her career as speech and language teacher at Hadley, Massachusetts School District. She later earned a Master of Science degree in Special Education, followed by a PhD in Education Administration from Purdue in 1982. 2006, Dr. Miller joined the West Lafayette Community School Corporation family as principal of Happy Hollow Elementary. Over the years, Sally Miller has served children from many states and countries as a teacher, principal, and counselor. Since 82, she's also given her time as a grief and loss counselor to over 300 individuals and families. A staff member wrote, "Sally possesses the rare gift of treating all staff members equally and with the utmost respect as a valued educator and team member. After 4 years of dedicated leadership to the staff and students at Happy Hollow Elementary, Dr. Miller decided to retire." But we're working on the rehire. Rehire part-time, and that's done. According to Sally, the decision came down to priority, spending more time with her husband, Will. Dr. Will, children and grandchildren, everyone, let's give a round of applause for Dr. Sally.
Of course, I have something to say. Thank you is the first part. I have just been thrilled to be here. People say they're honored. For me, it was more than honor. It was such joy. I cannot tell you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your trust in me. I thank you, Iron, for hiring me in the first place. I thank Rocky. I have loved every minute, and I mean that. I mean, there are people in this room that are thinking, oh, I know a minute or two she didn't love. I must tell you, our police department, Jason, our city, John, everybody. I mean, I jumped in with both feet, and we became very close colleagues, and I have appreciated all of that. Rocky Killian is a miracle worker, and he pulled us right along with every miracle he tended to pull off, and I'm so thrilled to be working with him. The faculty at Happy Hollow is the best. I'm real sorry to all of you who have retired from some other school. No.
I must tell you, there has been a sense of belonging here that has been dear to my heart. And as I said earlier, my heart will always be here, and Margaret has generously let me be of any assistance that I can be. And Margaret, we need to work on getting some stuff on these walls. They're very drab. My very closest colleagues in this endeavor, Kim and Ron and Dan and Mark and Zach and Dan and Brock and all of these other people, where's Larry Wood and Lefty? You know, it's been a family. The foundation was laid here, and growing up, my grandmother said to me, whatever you do, you leave a place better than you found it. And so as I have missed being here this week, I thought, I think I did that. I think I left this place better than I found it. I found it when I came in 3 or 4 days before my contract date began and met Georgia Schramm. Is Georgia here? What a woman. Found Georgia Schramm in the hallway, and she said, thank God you're here. There's been a flood in the gym. Well, I thought I'll run across the street and get Iron. He and his bride were on a cruise. Well, where's that business manager guy? He was on vacation. I am telling you, that woman was there sweeping water since 4 a.m. and the custodial staff. And so it was like, talk about jumping in with both feet. We had all kinds of fans and blow-up apparatus in the gym for an age. And finally, Iron had to sit me down and say, you're not going to have gym in there this year. And I said, oh, where would we be having it? Next job I had was to figure out a schedule where every 45 minutes we bust students to Burtsfield. 4 months we did. But day before yesterday, I walked in the west doors and saw that floor gleaming. And I thought, that's great. I like that. When I found out some of our children come to school an hour early for strings and band, I thought, oh dear, what that's like. What is that like? And I'm not a morning person, but I got up one morning and drove over here at 6:45. Only to find a few children riding their bicycles to school in the dark with their instruments, with their book bags, and the next battle I had was the war of Duke Energy. And when I got finished, it was light and bright. So we have gone. A new kitchen for the faculty, who deserve so much more than just that. Grants that were written to build a fitness room in a locker room that people said nobody could ever empty. It would not be possible. I brought a couple of wonderful staff members here to this school, and I even pulled in some of the retirees. Jean got him back in here in music, and I think Margaret's already working on Paul for the spell bowl team for next year. It is a family that people want to be a part of, and I am thankful that I am. Thank you, school board. Thank you, dear legislators. Am I supposed to open this now?
Go ahead.
Oh dear, don't say things like that to me. Help me, Alan.
I don't know if I can help.
Oh, on the side.
Okay.
You
well, I don't know. Yeah, we didn't be here all night. How many?
I just watched.
Oh, there we go.
Now we come back.
How many did you take from the light bulb? Oh, bookends. Oh, and they are children. Oh, how beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sally, stay up here. We've got a few more things going on, so I'm going to invite our legislators back up and thank our chief. Right? Correct? Okay.
Hopefully you'll give a, oh, wow, another proclamation. I don't think so, but...
Sally, come on.
Yes.
The state of Indiana, the Indiana General Assembly, be it hereby known and proclaimed.
Can you read it through then?
You want me to? I can see. I'm concerned about you.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Whereas Sally Miller has served the West Lafayette Community School Corporation with dedication and distinction, positively impacting the lives of countless students of Happy Hollow Elementary School and exemplifying the commitment necessary to being a successful school principal and...
And whereas Sally Miller has established herself as a community leader in education and healthcare, appearing on national television and radio programs on the topic of grief recovery for adults and children, and recognized as an inductee into the Lafayette Jefferson High School Hall of Fame. I was fortunate enough to see that.
And whereas Sally Miller joined the West Lafayette Community School Corporation in 2006, serving as a principal of Happy Hollow Elementary School for 4 years until her departure in 2010, continuing the tradition of excellence in education and leaving her indelible mark on the future successes of Happy Hollow. And
now therefore be it resolved that the Indiana House of Representatives does hereby congratulate and honor Dr. Sally Downham Miller, celebrating her 4 years of service to the West Lafayette Community School Corporation and the entire West Lafayette community as principal of Happy Hollow Elementary School on the occasion of her retirement, with many thanks for her great dedication and service. And let me just say, I'm very proud that I was in all those administrative classes with Sally Downham Miller.
We did it together.
Now, I didn't become the principal because my superintendent said it's a legislature clinker or it's a principalship. And you know which one I chose.
Wise choice.
It certainly was fun being with Sally, and it's been very enjoyable to get to know Dr. Will Miller. We're very proud of him in the community and very proud of what Sally has done for children, not just here in West Lafayette, but all over the country, with her mourning and grieving, several books that I have on my shelf that I read quite often. Not only is she a very good principal, but she is a wonderful writer and a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. Very proud to be with her.
Thank you.
Have our chief of West Lafayette PD and our mayor. They have a great presentation as well.
Thank you. Now, we have known Sally for quite some time, and we know her husband very well. And I should say that in 2008, when Mayor Dennis became mayor of West Lafayette, we decided to revamp a few things at the police department. And one of those things that we decided to do is redo the DARE program. And I met with Dr. Miller, and we decided that what better way to do that but to involve the teachers that are the fifth grade teachers that our DARE program serves, but also some parents at the time that we thought we wanted a true involvement from the community and from the school corporation. And we were able to better the DARE program, I think, because of that. And certainly, Janet Shepherd, our DARE officer, will continue to serve the students of Happy Hollow Elementary and the junior high school as well. But Sally will be missed. And I thank you for the support of the DARE program while you were here. And for that, we have a small token that Mayor Dennis and I have put together for you. And I'll just read from it here. Certificate of appreciation presented this 11th day of August, 2010 to Sally Downham Miller by the West Lafayette Police Department in appreciation for your avid support of the promotion of the DARE program to the children of West Lafayette. You have fostered a formidable and lasting partnership between our educators and our law enforcement officers that will benefit our community for generations. Happy Hollow School and West Lafayette are a better place as a result of your career and dedication. Sally, Sally's always promoting volunteerism as well, so I'll extend this offer. Her husband, Dr. Will Miller, is also our chaplain for our police department as well as the Lafayette Police Department. He does a lot of volunteer work for us. So in your retirement,
yes,
we may call on you at some point to have you come and volunteer for us.
I would love that.
Well, you heard it here first.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to introduce Senator Alting, who has a very special presentation.
Hello. How are you? Hello, Ivan Floyd. Good to see you, friend. It's a good man right there. Before I comment, let me just say to the teachers, congratulations to you. I think that we sent you some information in the mail honoring your retirement, but I got to share with you, for a decade I was assistant chairman of the Education Committee, and we get statistics this high of some of the best education individuals in the country. But the one that has always stood out in my heart that I knew as a boy growing up was the one that when we pulled 500 students and said, what do you credit your success of going to higher education and life to? And the answer overwhelmingly coming back was it was that one teacher that cared about me. And I was lucky in my life to have that. And I know that the thousands of kids that you've put out in our society thanks you also for your kind work that you've done over the years. God bless you all. Now, we've got a special recognition. And by the way, this is also from Representative Klinker and Representative Truitt. I'm just going to read it. But I went to the governor and said, we need to do something for this fine lady. She's a principal. And he said, that figures, because you probably spent most of your time, Ronnie, in the principal's office when you was a kid. And there's some truth in that. So, but at this time, Sally, congratulations to you. And Will, I echo what Representative Klinker said. We're fortunate also to have you in our community. And what an honor it is for me to be here and read the following to you from the governor of the great state of Indiana. To all to whom these presents may come, greetings. Some individuals distinguish themselves through significant contributions to their communities. The qualities and characteristics of such individuals reflect the very best of the great state of Indiana. The actions of these individuals endear them in the hearts and minds of all Hoosiers. Indiana treasures individuals who give their time and talents out of an abiding sense of responsibility, commitment, and concern for others. And whereas Sally Miller is such an individual who has earned the respect and admiration of Hoosiers across the state and is worthy to join the ranks of these honorees. Now therefore, I mention ye Daniels Jr., Governor of the great state of Indiana, do hereby declare and appoint Sally Miller as a distinguished Hoosier. Congratulations.
I'm pretty overwhelmed. I do want to thank parents. I didn't get to do that, and I want to thank you for trusting your children to us, to all of us, because they are our future, and they are the jewels of our school district. And I also want to thank Will, who knows how hard it is for me to leave this school, who on my retirement gave me a new laptop and a new iPod, and on the back of the iPod it says, Principal Forever. I like that a lot. So thank you, all of you, very much.
Before I turn it over to Alan, we have also some other people to recognize. I want to recognize our administrators, our technology staff that are here. Ann Hunt, counselor for City of West Lafayette, thank you for being here. And I don't know if there were any other counselors. I just want to make sure. We have a very special presentation now. I'm going to turn it over to Alan Karpik.
And on the theme of retired principals and retirees today, we also have a couple others here that I want to recognize. Bob Forster and Ann Cuevo are here tonight. Welcome. Someone I do not know, but I know has played an important role at Central Office, Peach Frommer, here tonight. So, and these two guys are they're not retired, they just went on to something else, but two former board members are my good friends, Rollin Winger and Steve Shook, here also tonight. So, well. You know, part of the joy of being aligned with this group is to have a moment like this and to have the opportunity to celebrate someone. This is not a retirement, so just maybe we want to make sure that everybody knows that, but to have the opportunity to have a mentor like Diane Sauter, and this is about you, Diane, and have that opportunity, I'll speak, as we always say, I'm speaking for myself on the board, not for the entire board, but I think I can speak for the board here. Someone that has given us over the last 6 years, and I asked Helen to do a little research. I love statistics and numbers, and we were hard-pressed to find, certainly over the last three decades, there isn't anyone even close to six consecutive years serving as school board president. But more importantly, from that standpoint, is that Diane has done it first as a mentor. She's asked us to be at our best. And I think that was one of the most important things for me just 4 years ago coming on the board. That was her expectation of us, to be at our best at all times. And she led by example. And I think the other thing that she brought to the table, and we've talked about this tonight, it's kind of a West Lafayette love-in to some extent, but Diane lives that. She reminds us and lives that from our standpoint that this is a special place. And as a board member, that's how you should treat it. And I think that she has set the tone in my 4 years, and I know in the 6 years that she's done this. She came in a very difficult time and persevered with leadership and with passion. And on that passion, I think she's brought that to her board work, again, with her passion for education, but also, as you've been as evidenced by tonight, when she shakes the hands of her colleagues, it's passion for education that she has brought to the board. For 36 years as a teacher, for 6 years as school board president. Now, the good thing is that Diane has two more years, and how many other terms she chooses to run for after that? How many more, Diane? Probably none. But Diane has years of service. She has a respect of her colleagues around the state. She serves on many, many committees and does it from a state standpoint with the Indiana State School Board. Very, very important thing, a very wonderful asset. So, Diane, we want to thank you for your years of leadership. We look for your 6 years of leadership as president of the board, but also we look forward to serving with you. And as you can see, she keeps handing me stuff from time to time. Wonderful thing. I think it's great to have Diane because she's always taken good care of us, and she'll continue to do that as well for me. Thank you. Now, I don't know if we're going to have Diane. I don't know if we can try to open this here. You want to try to open it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll open it. I'll let you.
And Kathy just made a comment when Sally was trying to open hers. How many administrators does it take to open? What are you doing here? To open a box?
I'm ruining your. I probably could have done this, couldn't I? Uh-huh. Yeah. You can open the rest.
Well, I don't know if I can or not. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Careful.
I'll rip it out.
How nice that is. Oh, my.
And this is filled full of thank you notes from people that respect and appreciate all that Diane has done for us as our fearless leader.
Wow. So, not so fearless. This bowl says, in appreciation for your dedication and leadership, Diane B. Sauter, West Lafayette School Board President, 2004-2010. While I have the microphone.
I'll go sit down.
No. I appreciate so much your words, Alan. I would like to take the opportunity to ask all of my former students who are here to stand.
Dan, wave, yeah. And these are very prestigious positions, who are my former students. You know, and the mayor still goes, is that okay, Mrs. Sauter? And so does the state legislator. Margaret, you'll get into it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like all of the people with whom I taught and were members of WLEA with me to stand. And there should be a lot of you. And you know as well as I do how important it is to be unified and present a unified front. I know it even more now from this side of the board. So I appreciate you and everything that you bring to the classroom. Would the person I live with please stand? I did not even see him come in. I appreciate this so much. West Lafayette Schools means a great deal to me. I came here in 1971 and was hired by Carmen Fabian as part-time, which was perfect for me because my children were small. And then when Emily went into kindergarten, I had the opportunity to teach full-time with Eric Kasson. And I took that opportunity and I lived and loved and laughed in my classroom. And I still live, love, and laugh here on the board, whether they want to or not. But I guess one of my most exciting things for this next year, although I'll still be handing notes to Alan periodically, and he'll be raising his eyebrows at me, is that my grandson, Jack Sauter, will be in sixth grade at Happy Hollow this year. So thank you all so much. Thank you.
We got more. Stay put. We have more. Our legislators could come up.
Mrs. Sauter joked about always saying, is it okay, Mrs. Sauter? It took me like 5 iterations of that little letter in there, so hopefully my English was proper there. So, the state of Indiana, the Indiana General Assembly, be it hereby known and proclaimed, whereas Diane Sauter has tirelessly served the West Lafayette Community School Corporation and the surrounding community as a public advocate for high quality education for our community's children and as a community leader. And
whereas Diane Sauter has played a crucial role in improving and maintaining the high standards of West Lafayette schools, and as West Lafayette School Corporation also is recognized as a leader in education in the state of Indiana, its schools having received numerous state and national awards for its academic excellence. And whereas?
Diane Sauter joined the West Lafayette Board of School Trustees in 2004, serving as president of the board for 6 years until her retirement in 2010. Leading the creation of the West Lafayette School Education Foundation and a successful campaign to approve a referendum to increase funding to West Lafayette Community School Corporation, and now therefore be it resolved that the Indiana House of Representatives
does hereby congratulate and honor Diane B. Sauter, celebrating her 6 years of service to the West Lafayette Community School Corporation and the entire West Lafayette community as president of the West Lafayette Board of School Trustees, with many thanks for her dedication and service, Representatives Klinker and Truitt. Congratulations, Mrs. Sauter.
Just a little word that I want many of you to know, and some of you were there, and some of you were not, but I want to thank Diane and John for having the first meeting that I know of at her home, and it was a hot topic. Vic Klinker burned his coat, and Diane still has that. There were candles on the love seat, and Vic sat back and thought it was a wonderful evening with some heat included. And I think you still have that coat. But I want to thank them because that was the first meeting where we discussed the referendum, wasn't it, Diane? And what kind of maneuvers and what kind of steps could be taken in this wonderful school corporation to pass a referendum such as this? And you are the leaders in the state for doing that, and you're also the leaders for 6535. And I know that, Dr. Killian, you and the wonderful board that you have, Dottie never missed a third house. She was watching us like a hawk, weren't you, Dottie? And we love it because she was there to ask us questions every Saturday morning. And you know what? I appreciate that as watchdogs of what we're doing, because it does make a huge difference in how our folks work together and certainly lead together. And so we're very proud of Diane Sauter, her work on the board, and I just appreciate her friendship also very much. Thank you. You and John.
When I ran for the board, I had no hidden agenda. I had two things I wanted to accomplish. One was to establish trust again with the school board, and in that trust, open communication with the city. And when one of my little guys was elected mayor, it made it so much easier because we worked together. We wanted to work together. Okay, I can tell him what to do. And the other thing I wanted to do was find us a permanent, competent superintendent. And I rest my case. Thank you very much.
One little thing that goes on, every time Diane goes on vacation, she brings me back some clown memorabilia. And I, if you've been to my office, I have clowns all over my office because it reminds me of my dad, who was in the Ringling Brother Barnum and Bailey Circus. And that's why I celebrate clowns in the circus, because it reminds me of my dad. And so I thought it would be fitting for, as a clown memorabilia, for me to return the favor and present from Cheryl, who's our receptionist, who does this for on the side, as she's a part-time clown balloon maker, whatever you want to call it. This is a flower to give to Diane to thank her for everything. And I do want to thank her and the board for allowing me to be here. Well, what a wonderful evening. I know it's a little warm in here, and we've got to work on that, but thank all of you for the time. I'm going to turn this back over to Mr. Karpik so he can finish the official business, and then right through those doors, we have treats for you. We have three cakes, one for our retirees, one for Ms. Shubardu, and one for Mrs. Sauter. And we have cookies and punch, and so feel free to enjoy yourself and look at the new cafeteria as well. And school board, I'll let our consultants know that you're going to be a little late, so take your time, and whenever you're ready for your executive session, you can go over to central office. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Karpik. Thank all of you for attending this evening.
Okay, we got about 30, 40 minutes left. No, just kidding. How about, can I get a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Also moved.
Second by Mrs. Roush. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Not hearing any. We're adjourned.
Please join us in the cafeteria. Thank you.
I'm ready for a cookie.